Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of the team news ahead of Sunday's game against Chelsea. It's a 4:30 kickoff at Stamford Bridge. Five Man City players are unavailable for their Premier League match at Chelsea on Sunday following positive coronavirus tests. Kyle Walker, Gabriel Jesus and three unnamed players are in isolation. Guardiola said, "I don't think the Premier League allow us to name the players, but you will know on Sunday." City's game at Everton on the 28th of December was called off following the positive tests, but the rest of the first team bubble has since tested negative. Guardiola said City had enough players to play at Goodison Park, but the match was postponed because the test results were returned earlier in the same day. He's also got issues to deal with off the field, with Benjamin Mendy reportedly breaking protocols. City are disappointed, they say, following the reports Mendy breached the rules by hosting a New Year's Eve party. He held a party at his Cheshire home, which included guests from outside of his household. The mixing of households indoors is banned from the UK government's Tier 4 restrictions. City, they said, would conduct an internal investigation. A number of other Premier League clubs have had the same situation. Guardiola insists, of course, it is something they will deal with. He's also discussed the fact he might stay in management much longer than anticipated. The 49-year-old had previously talked of limiting his time in football to pursue other interests. The Spaniard signed a new two-year deal at City in November and has won six major trophies at the club. Prior to his arrival in Manchester, Guardiola, who turned 50 this month, spent 4 years as manager of Barcelona and three in charge of Bayern Munich. He said, "Experience helps you, especially the way I live my profession." He's won two Premier League titles, the FA Cup and three League Cups since joining City in 2016. Hopefully for the club, it means he will be staying put for a long time coming. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.